We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh, yeah, Christine Stewart is here. This is good. All right, so you're saying, all right, Millstone, you know, look, you and I, we go, you flip the switch, you know, you turn on the AC, it's there, you got the power, no sweat. You also know that we're paying more for power than almost any other state. But the most important thing is you want the juice to be there when you need the juice. Christine Stewart is with us from CTNewsJunkie.com. She's been working on this for a while, this story. So like I say, it's important. It's about half the electricity, I think, that's produced in Connecticut. It is carbon-free, so there's that if you're concerned about CO2. Small footprint, as a matter of fact, 500 acres, I think Millstone covers. Anyway, here's Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com. By the way, I do highly recommend. She has a daily update. She sends out a newsletter. You're going to do this all through the summer, by the way, Christine? Good morning.
Good morning. Of course I am.
Okay, this thing's great. I mean, it just tells you what the governor's doing. It tells you what the legislature's doing, which at this moment is not a whole lot. But all kinds of stories of interest that come to your inbox every morning, and I look forward to it. So I thank you for starting that, Christine. That's a great thing.
Well, thank you. All right. I just have to say, Ray, that this amazing storm that we had yesterday with all of the hail that was pounding the top of the state capitol and the foreboding clouds, and I feel like it was because we don't have a state budget.
You think it was like a metaphor for the situation in which we find ourselves?
I really feel that it was because the roof of the state capitol is still leaking.
Oh, so that too.
As soon as the hail started and it sounded like Diffy Pop, we kind of like ran out to the middle balcony where you can overlook the statue of Nathan Hale, and we just saw water pouring in.
Oh my God. Okay, there's another thing to put in the budget. I will have to put it off till next year, okay? So, Christine, I mean, this whole Millstone thing, to a lot of people, I know AARP, John Erlinghauser, we've had him on a couple times. He's thoroughly against it. Dominion, who owns it, obviously would be for it. Is there any easy way to explain what's going on with this? No.
There's no easy way to explain energy policy.
Yeah.
And I think what's really interesting about this debate, it was so complicated, and they always put it off until the last minute, and they did it at, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, the last day of the legislative session in the Senate. And I think that lawmakers are really beginning to think about their vote back in, I think it was 1998, on deregulating the electricity market.
Right.
And they feel like they were sold a bill of goods, and that may not have been the best thing to do, because look at Connecticut still has the highest electricity rates in the continental United States. So I think that there's going to be a lot of soul searching as to how to solve that problem. I don't know if there's any sort of immediate answer yet to Millstone. I think that they're looking at it and they're investigating it, and I don't think that anything is going to happen until next year.
All right. So as you take a look at it, if it were to go the way that Millstone, Dominion, wants it to go, would that, because this is one of the ads that were being run, you know, it's going to make increased profits for Dominion. It's going to cost the people of Connecticut more. Does anybody have any numbers, or is this all theory?
This is all theory, and, you know, there's also sort of a simple thing that Millstone could do would be to open up their books to regulators, to let regulators see whether, you know, whether or not they really are experiencing any financial stress, and that, you know, they should be allowed to bid for energy contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they could do that easily, but they have refused to do that.
Well, now, I mean, from what I'm reading today on CTNewsJunkie.com, story you put up yesterday, is that, you know, Millstone, Dominion's threatening to take their ball and go home. Is that a correct assessment?
Yeah, I mean, they could. I mean, they are looking, and they're asking ISO New England whether, you know, whether they can take their ball and go home, whether they can retire the facility, and what that would take. And, you know, basically ISO responded to them, you know, that, yes, you could do this. You don't need our permission to do it. But in order to do it, you have to go through this procedure, and there's going to be a penalty, and there's, you know, all these things you know, that go with that.
I have a feeling we'll be talking to you all through the summer, actually, Christine, because I think you're going to be over there.
Yeah, I do too, which is very sad.
Yeah. I mean, your child will have 7 more birthdays before this thing is all over you. All right, Christine.
We're not Illinois yet.
All right, it's good talking to you. Thanks, Christine. Take care. CT, and do sign up for that news thing in the morning. It's great. It's 6:56.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.